does another dog come in?
Because it's by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that we're visiting all these places.
This was all just jungle. He said Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. He swam Bhagavan Sri Krishna in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he began to manifest all the lost places of Braj. Maharaj just explained how we came here to Nandagam. That time there was just a cave.
We have our translation system. It's getting set up already. And Mahaprabhu asked, is there any deities here? And they said, yes, there's a cave. Inside that cave, there's a very stout man. There's a very dainty little lady, and there's a little boy standing in between. So Mahaprabhu climbed the hill. He went in the cave. He saw there was Nanda Baba and Yasoda Maya and Nanda Lala. And he just reached out and began to caress Nanda Lala. And you've seen the picture in Chaitanya Charitamrita, yes? I posed for that picture. There was big artist marathon was going on, you've read about in Prabhupada Lilamrit. So Jadavani came out in the street. I was big temple president from Portland, Oregon. I was walking down the street and Jadavani said, you'll do, come. And she just grabbed me and I posed for that picture, the picture where the Buddhist monk is getting the tali with all the abominable things on his head going like that. That's me. And there's an old man standing in the background. That's also all these pictures. But that picture where Mahaprabhu is touching Nandalala, I also posed for that picture. Many other pictures there. Then she got embarrassed that she just dragged a president off the street. I said, no, if I can be in Prabhupada's service, we're not just after post, we're after service. So anyway, it's all by mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that we're seeing all these wonderful places and enjoying this wonderful yatra. So, because we're in Gaudiya Sampradaya, 90%, 99% of our bhajans are all in Bengali. Especially if it's about Lord Chaitanya, then it must be in Bengali. But my preaching field is here, where it's 90, everybody is Hindi speaking. And we don't know, it may be Hindi, it may be Sanskrit, it may be Bengali, it may be anything. We just know it's about Krishna, we love it. We can sing, we can chant, we can do anything. But ordinary Hindi audience, if you sing Bengali bhajans in front of Hindi audience. So I heard on one of Bhakti Charu's CDs this wonderful bhajan about Lord Chaitanya, and I realized that it wasn't in Bengali. It's actually not even in Hindi, it's in pure Brij Bhasa. And I'm sure you all know it, so we'll sing that beautiful bhajan to praise Lord Chaitanya for letting us have this wonderful yatra in Braj. If you don't know, in 2 seconds you're going to have to move that a little further away, I think. 2 seconds you'll learn the refrain. Sundara lala Sachiru lala Nachaka Sri Hari Kirtan me Sundara lala Sachiru lala Nachaka Sri Hari Kirtan me Chandana tilaka manohara alaka shobeka polana me balle chandana tilaka manohara alaka shobeka polana me balle chandana tilaka manohara alaka shobeka polana me Balle chandana tilaka manohara alka shobeka polana me Sundara lala sachiru lala नाचत श्री हरि कीर्तन में बोलो सुनर लाला तिरु लाला नाचत श्री हरि कीर्तन में Chuda darshani rale vanapulla mala ye padole Chuda darshani rale vanapulla mala ye padole darshani rale vanapula mala ye padole payana pita patamba dashobe nupura runu chunu charana name payana pita nupura runu chunu charana name payana pita patamba dashobe nupura runu chunu charana name payana pita patamba dashobe nupura runu chunu charana name bole sundara lala tatiru lala nachata sri hari kirtana Mala sunera lala, tatiru lala, nachata sri hari kirtana me. Koi Radha Krishna ekatanu he, nirvana maje panti bajave. Radha Krishna ekatanu he nirvana maje panji bajave Visvarupa ki tauji sahi avat prakatai nariyame Sarupagi Babuji Sai Avata Prakatai Nariyame Molo Sunara Lala Tatiru Lala Nachata Sri Hari Kirtaname Mala sunera lala, tatiru lala, nachata sri hari kirtana me. Koi gavata hai, radha krishna naam, koi gavata hai, hari gunagan. Gavata hai Radha Krishna naam Koi gavata hai Hari guna ga Medanga tala madura rasala Koi gavata hai Rangana me Madura rasala Kori Gavate. Book is different. Medanga Tala Madura Rasala. Kori Gavate Rangana Me. Medanga Tala Madura Rasala. Kori Gavate Rangana Me. Bala Sundara Lala Sajiru Lala Nasa Sasi Hari Gita Nande. Bala Sundara Lala Sajiru Lala Nasa Sasi Hari Gita Nande. Bolo na jata si hari kirtan me. Bolo na jata si hari kirtan me. Bolo Shri Sachinandana Gaura Hari.
Sundara Lala.
Sachi Du Lala.
Nachata Sri Hari Kirtan Me.
Beautiful. Sundara Lala. In Braj, when we went to call a little boy, we say, Lala, Aja? Lala, Aja? Or if we went to call a little girl, huh? Oh, Lali, Aja? Lali, Aja? Huh? So Sundara Lala, who's Lala? Sachi Du Lala. Just like our Brijendanandan Shamsundar was the son of Mother Yashoda. So his name is Yashoda Dulala. So when Nimai appeared 500 years ago, his mother's name was Sachi Devi. So he's Sachi Dulala. Sundara Lala Sachi Dulala. He was so beautiful. Prabhupada explains in one lecture that Nimai, he was so beautiful. It's like we call him, another name, Gaura Chandra, the golden moon. So Prabhupada said that's why there was moon eclipse on that night. Because that ordinary Chandra, he was thinking, when such a Sundar Gaura Chandra is coming, then what is the use of this ordinary moon? He closed his face. Kamuchapadhyaya. That's how beautiful. Sundara Lala Sachi Du Lala Nachata. Now you probably all know Nat, huh? Like Lord Shiva is Nataraj. Huh? But that's very hard Nata. Huh? Vrishabhasa is very sweet and soft. Nat. Huh? We say Nach. Nachata. Sri Hari Kirtan Me. For those who don't know Hindi, in English we have prepositions. In Hindi we have postposition. So we say Hari Kirtan in. Nachata Sri Hari Kirtan Me. He's dancing in Hari Kirtan. So Sundara Lala Sachi Dulala Nachata Sri Hari Kirtan Me. Because this Hari Nam Sankirtan, that is the recommended process for this age. Do you want to say a few words?
Hare Krishna. We have come to Gupta Kund, which is one of the three yoga peaks of Sri Braj Dham. Yoga peak is one of the primary centers of Sri Braj Bhumi. Gupta Kund, Radha and Krishna meet morning, Radha Kund in the afternoon, and Yogapit in Vrindavan, where Govindaji temple is, in the evening. Very, very sacred, holy place. Worshipped in the scriptures and in the hearts of all of the acharyas. And beside Gupta Kund, we are now at Brindakund, where Sri Brinda Devi, the presiding deity of Vrindavan, performs for most incredible transcendental services for the pleasure of Radha and Krishna. And we are sitting next to Dinabandhu Prabhu, who has helped to renovate this place along with Her Grace Divi Shakti Devi Mataji. When they first came here, this was just like a wilderness filled with thorns. There was a very pure-hearted Babaji who worshipped Brinda Devi here for many long years, and his faith in Srila Prabhupada and his mission, and especially his confidence in Divi Shakti Mataji and Dinabandhu Prabhu, he actually turned over the property and the seva to ISKCON. And it's really something incredible that one of the holiest of all holy places in Sri Braj Dham was given out of the love of the heart of a very pure Vrijavasi to Srila Prabhupada's disciples. And they have, Dinabandhu Prabhu, Daivi, Shakti Mataji, and others have really, Kusha Mataji also, yes, Kusha Mataji, have really taken this project very seriously. And they've renovated so beautifully Gupta Kund, and renovated so beautifully Brinda Kund, and taken a broken down little ruin of a temple and made it into some magnificent, beautiful ornament of love, and so many nice trees. And behind, they're going to be making a fantastic garden. So I just want to request everyone to very enthusiastically offer our gratitude to Dinabandhu Prabhu, Daivi Shakti Mataji Kusha, for the great service they're doing to Sri Braj Dham here at Brindakund. And because the sun is fast in its lila of setting in Vrindavan, we only have at the most a half hour. So I request Dinabandhu Prabhu to share his incredible realizations about this place.
Srimati Vrindadevi Maharani Ki. So, as we heard this morning, we've come to Nandagram. And usually we're sitting over there so you can see, but right behind this two-story building, there's this beautiful hill and the beautiful temple of Nandagram. And in Brajriti Chintamani, which is a very beautiful book written by Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur, he's describing the whole of Braj. So when he gets to Nandagam, he says, Tatta Chirubutam Maparashobam Nandi Saram Saruganavarandi Varandi Nandi Saram Yam Tadiri Rupam Srinandarajalaya Marajamanam. So when he says tat, he's been talking about Braj, so he's referring back to that Braj, that Vrindavan. So he says, tat tat shirubhutam. Shirubhutam means the crown jewel. He said the crown jewel of that Braj, Nandishram. Is this Nandeshwar? Parvat. Previously, Govardhan has been described as the tilak of Braj. Govardhan is the tilak, and this Nandeshwar Parvat is the crown jewel of Braj. And not that Viswanath Chakravarti alone is saying this. He says, Sadugana Vananti. Sadugan, all the Sadugan are telling. Sadugan Vananti, they're telling by their mouth that this is the crown jewel of Braj. Nandisaram Yanta Vyadiya Rupam, just like we heard Maharaj Sri told this morning so sweetly that Lord Shiva became this hill, is the self-same form of Nandeshwar Mahadev. He's incarnated as this hill. Nandisaram Yamta Didiya Rupam, Sri Nanda Rajalaya Rajamanam. So those of you who've been in India for many years and you've heard the word Karyalai. You heard? Eklavya? No, you all know. These in Angrejwala, they don't know. But he knows. But here it says Rajalai. So you can just imagine a Karyalai is office, place where work goes on, Karyalai. So Rajalai means palace. Rajalai. See Nanda Raja Rajalaya Rajamanam Mahabirajmane. It is resting there. Nanda Maharaj's palace is resting on top of this hill. So after, he also wrote one very beautiful Vrindadevastak that we sing every day for Raj Bhogartik for Vrindadevi. So I think he must have come here and written this Vrindadevastak. Then he turned around and looked again at Nandagram. And he composed a very beautiful Nandeshwar Astak, where he describes the view that you see. If you're sitting right in that archway, you see those devotees sitting, and you look at Nandagram, and the trees grow a little taller. Now they're small, so they grow taller. Underneath the trees, you'll be able to see this view. It's just slipping my mind. Yatra vrajari pepura pratima prakasa prasadamurda kalaso parinitarangi bahikshate buvijaya dvajake tubuto nandi svaram samanamandam udam dadatu Yatra vrajari pepura apratima prakasa. In that place, the poor, you know Purana, city, the village. The Apratima, the unparalleled, beautiful village of Nanda Maharaj is shining at Prakash. Do we have anybody here named Prakash? Or you have some friend named Prakash? Prakash means shining. Yadra Vrajari Pepura Apratima. Apratima is unparalleled, unequaled. Village is shining. Prasadamurda kalaso parinitarangi, and there's palace. On top of the palace, there's dome. On top of the dome, there's kalash. On top of kalash, something is nitarangi, something always dancing. If you see, if you go there, you'll see. Bahikshate buvijaya dvajake tubuto. First thing he says, bahi. You know bahi? Peacock. So he says, Paikshate, peacock is seen dancing there. And Jayadvaja Ketubhuta. Just like we have one god brother from Argentina named Jayadvaj. You remember Jayadvaj? Same thing, Jayapataka, same thing. This victory flag, not just ordinary, Jayadvaja Ketubhuta, a very wonderful victory flag is dancing. If you go there and sit, you can see this flag is dancing there in the wind. That's why I'm sure he was sitting here when he wrote this Nandeshwar Astak. Jayadvaja Ketubhuto Nandi Saram Samadamandam Mudam Dadatu. May that Nandeshwar Parvat give you unlimited amounts of happiness. So these two beautiful songs written by Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur, who wrote what song we sing every day? Somebody sing Sansara prayers. Sansara means this blazing fire of material existence. Somebody wants to pray to Sansara? This is called Guru Vastakam. We want to pray to Guru to become free from this Sansara. This is not Sansara prayer. This is Guru Vastakam. This is like sometimes I'm telling the story of Shatrughan and this Lavanasur there in Madhuvan. So this Lavanasur. So, or koi Bhagwane, keo Lavanasur Bhagwane. There's no other Bhagwan except Lavanasur. Bhagwan Sri Lavanasur ki! Hey, found one. There's somebody dressed as a devotee here. He's actually a demon. But only one. Usually I get 10 or 20, but I'm surprised out of 2,000 I only got one or two. That's Maharaj's grace. He's only got one or two demons here. So, this in, so we're sitting here in this beautiful Nandagam. And in Bhakti Ratnakar, who the fifth chapter my godbrother, very dear godbrother Pundarik Vidyanidhi Prabhu has translated as Mathura Mandal Prikama, there's Srinivas and... who's going? Srinivas and... Narottam, Raghava Pandit. I think Raghava Pandit is taking them on Prikama, isn't it? So when he comes here, he says, just see on the western side of Nandesar Parvat, the place where Vrindadevi eternally resides and arranges the pastimes of Radha and Krishna in Braj. So we see, where's the sun? He's going down on western side, huh? So he comes up eastern. So we're on western side, isn't it? In fact, if you're sitting there in that archway on the 21st of March and the 21st of September, you will see the sun rise directly behind the temple tower. You know 21st of March, 21st of September? Equinox. Day and night is equal. So sun will rise directly in east. Because actually, directly west is over this way a little bit, but now he's going on southern course. So that day you will see, sitting, that's why I didn't want to move. The temple was already in front of this old chokra, we call chokra tree, in Sanskrit, samivriksh. I didn't want to move from there. We had to go out over the water, so it became Jalmahal. If you come early in the morning, you will just see so many beautiful shadows just playing all over the beautiful carved flower decorations in the temple, just playing like this and like this. It became a beautiful Jalmahal. So we're directly on the western side of Nandesar Parvat. So just see where Vrindadevi eternally resides. This whole Vrindavan is named after Vrindadevi, Vrindavan. It is Vrindadevi's van. She has, out of love, she has offered it at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, because she's Vrindavaneshwari. But Radharani has it turned around and appointed Vrindadevi as the goddess, the protectress of the forest of Vrindavan. And so this whole Vrindavan is named after Vrindadevi. So you can just imagine how important this place is. And what does he say? He says, there she arranges all the wonderful pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Just like we sing one beautiful Tulsi Aarti. There's another one sometimes we sing, you know. Tulsi Maharani Vrinde Maharani Namo, namo. We sing a few little lines, few parts, huh? But in that particular Tulsi Artik, it says, Chapan Bog, or Shattis Vyanjan. Even if you offer, Chapan Bog means 56 preparations. And Chattis means, what, 36 savories, very delicious things. You all became hungry just hearing, huh? Because you already had lunch, so you... Usually we're telling this before the feast, you know. And it, but that verse says, Lord doesn't even look at it if there's no Tulsi leaf there. He doesn't even see. You all became hungry just hearing, but he said, Lord doesn't even see unless Tulsi leaf is there. the same way, no leelas are taking place in Braj without the hand of Brindadevi. She expands. Her original form is as Brindadevi, the goddess of the forest of Braj. And she expands her service as Tulsi Devi to offer all her leaves at the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. Just like all the Lakshmis are expansion of Srimati Radhika, so all the Tulsis are expansion of Sri Brindadevi. So every morning, from the eastern side, there's Purnamasi Gufa. If you look closely when we're leaving, you'll see one stone crusher, I think either before or after that stone crusher on the way to Barsana, you'll see one little sign, Purnamasi Gufa. So Purnamasi lives there on the eastern side. She comes over here early in the morning with Nandimukhi, her granddaughter. And she sits here with Brindadevi, and they plan out what will be all the leelas in Braj today. So you just try to understand the importance of this place. This is the Braj Leela Planning Commission. All the leelas of Braj are planned out today. Planned out here by Brindadevi and Purnamasi, sitting together with Nandimukhi. Sometimes Nandanandan, he comes, he gives his suggestion. If you go up on top of the second story building and it's a clear day, you can see Barsana is just over this, just over these tops of these trees here. Sometimes Srimati Radhika comes over here, she gives her suggestion like that. But it is all planned out from this place. So they decided to make very exciting leelas today. One bus is going to break down, others going to have flat tires, going to block everybody. The buses won't get out of this Asheshwarvan, so we'll all have to walk here. Oh, this is all planned out by Brindadevi and Purnamasi today, just to increase your ecstasies, make it more interesting. And let you experience Braj Prakrama, walking in Braj. Everything is planned out from here. And Brindadevi, when you see the deity of Brindadevi, you see with her right hand, she's giving you all blessing. In her left hand, she's holding a lotus flower. On top of that lotus flower, you saw there was a little parrot. His name is Daksha. He has got 1 lakh of parrot disciples. And they fly all over Braj and come back and tell Brindadevi everything that's going on. Sometimes they know who's talking with who, who's going where with who's doing what with who went this way, who went that way, who's talking with who, you know, what's going on. Sometimes they send messages back and forth like that. This way, this is the VIA, Brindadevi Intelligence Agency. She knows everything, she keeps everything under control. This is her special system. Just like they all come, you'll watch in this big chokra tree all day long, the parrots coming and going. They came and said, oh, they're not coming by bus, they're coming by walking. 2,000 people, there's Bombay Wallahs who never walk anywhere. Cheep, 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 cheep. So sometimes they argue. Mahaprabhu came here, he saw the parrots arguing. Sukha boli Amar Krishna Madana Mohan. Sukha means male parrot. He says, my Krishna, he's Madan Mohan. And Sari boli Amar Radha. He said, he's only, what she says, I can't remember the Bengali. She says, yes, because Radharani's standing by his side. Well, otherwise, what is his attraction? He's only Madan Mohan because Radharani's standing by his side. Sukha boli Amar Krishna Jagatera Jivan. My Krishna, he's the life of the whole universe. Asari boli Amar Radha Jivanera Jivan. My Radha, she's the life of the life. Sukha boli Amar Krishna Mukut Bama Hoyle. My Krishna, he's got a mukut leaning to the left. Sari boli Satyavate, it's going down to touch Radharani's lotus feet. Sukha bole Amar Krishna Jagat Tera Guru. My Krishna, he's a Jagat Guru. Bande Krishna Jagat Guru. Sari bole, Sari says yes, because my Radha is a Vanshakalpa Taru, Neto Kyakar Guru. Because Radharani is a desire tree. If the guru can't fulfill the desire of a disciple, then what's the use of such a guru? He's only guru because Radharani is a bunch of cows. She's a desire tree. Otherwise, what is he going to do? You kick kaka guru. Sukha bole, Amar Krishna Bansi Kore Gaan. My Krishna has a flute that sings beautiful song. Sare bole, ha, yeto, that's telling. That flute is singing Radha's name, Neto Mithai Gan. Otherwise, that is just false song. That flute is singing Radha's name. Otherwise, it's false song. Like this, they go on arguing. They said, then finally they say, why should we Kari Dwand? Why should we just do argument? Radha and Krishna are not two, they're one. We should just all together sing the glories of Radha and Krishna. Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. So like that, Vrindadevi, she keeps everything, she's like the supreme temple commandress of Braj. She decides where the leelas will be, who will be there, what parts they'll play, what trees will be there, what flowers they'll have, what colors they'll have, what scents they'll have, what birds will be there, what colors they'll have, what songs they'll sing, who else will be there, what instruments they'll play. She decides everything. And she keeps little go-downs all over Braj, just to keep the necessary paraphernalia for the leelas. Just like now it is getting cold season, huh? So one time in Javat, which is just a little ways from Terkadam, Kutila, who's the sister-in-law of Radharani, she saw her sister-in-law is going every morning. That is in month of Magh. It's already cold. No, in the morning you have to take showers. It's all cold. Huh? So you imagine in month of Magh, January, December, that is very cold time. And my sister Srimati Radharani, she's so soft, so delicate, itna komal. How she can possibly be going down to the Jamuna so early in the morning in this cold season taking her bath? I can't believe it. I wonder what's really going on. So she wandered over here to Nandagam and she met one Nandagam Basi. He said, what is the news of the Prince of Braj today? Oh, our Prince of Braj, very religiously, he's going to take his bath every day in this cold month of Magh in the cold waters of the Jamuna every morning. Oh, really? Religiously. I wonder what they're really doing. So, she wandered on down the bank of the Jamuna. Meanwhile, just at the bottom of Madan Mohan Temple, there's a beautiful place called Praskandanand Tirth. So Radharani and Krishna and all the gopis and manjaris, he's becoming an ecstasy, astasattvic bhavs. Just transmitting. So, they're all there in this beautiful kunj, enjoying wonderful pastimes. Tulsi Manjari is standing lookout, and she sees Kutila coming down the bank of the Jamuna. She goes running back into the flower kunj, and she says, Bo, Bo, Devis, I bring news that is like a thunderbolt for the flower festival of Cupid that is going on here in the flower kunj. And everyone goes, oh! He said, Kutila is walking down the bank of the Jamuna and she's almost right to this very place. And Radharani goes, oh no, what are we going to do? And Nandanandan says, don't worry. I will go call Vrindadevi. She will bring from one of her little go-downs a suit just like Abhimanyu. I will dress up like Abhimanyu. I will cut Kutila off at the pass And then I'm going to take this pastime to higher and higher heights. So Shamsundar, he slips out of the kunj, he calls Brindadevi, she goes, unlocks one of her godowns, she pulls out, dressed just like Abhimanyu, she dresses Thakurji all up just like Abhimanyu, and he walks down the opposite way, and he runs into Kutila. So, Kutila, what are you doing here? Oh, my stupid brother, you never listen to me when I tell you. You don't know what's going on? Every morning your wife is going to take cold bath in the Jamuna. Every morning in this cold month of Magh. Do you think it's possible for your wife to tolerate your sweet, so komal, so soft, so delicate wife to tolerate? And I went to Nandagam and they told me the Prince of Braj is very religiously going to take his bath in the Jamuna. Can't you figure it out, stupid brother? Abhimanyu says, I was trying to teach one of my new bulls to plow and he broke away and I've been looking for him everywhere and this bothering my heart, but this news is really bothering my heart. So I tell you what, you go ahead and see if you can find them. If you find them, then you come back and call me and from the bushes I will watch all of their nasty activities. And if you don't find them together, then you come back here and tell me and I'll figure out what to do. So Kutila goes wandering on down the bank of the Jamuna until she gets to that Praskandananda Tirth and she walks into the beautiful flower kunj and she sees Radharani and all the sakis there. And Lalita says, oh, Jatila, what brings you down to the bank of the Jamuna so early in the morning? Well, I've come to learn all about your religious activities. Well, learn all you can. Well, I've already learned everything I need to know. Or please tell us from your own lips, we want to hear. He said, I don't have to tell you a thing because the scent of Hari in this place tells the whole story. And Lalita says, because Hari also means lion. We sing Jayanara Hari, Jayanara Hari means lion. Oh, Kutila, you smell a lion nearby? Oh, you've saved us. We're just poor, defenseless young girls here by the bank of the Jamuna, and you smell a lion. Oh, you've saved us today. Don't get so smart.
Who's inside this flower house right here? So we don't know. Must these belong to some demigod or some killer or Gandharva? Well, open the door and show me. Well, Kutila, how can we open up someone else's door? Oh, you never open other people's doors, is it? But I have heard you're very expert in getting other people to open other people's doors. In fact, I've heard you're the self-effulgent acharya in this art. With that, Kutila walks up and knocks down the door of the flower house. And inside, on a bed of malati flowers, she finds Krishna's garland and Radharani's pearl necklace entwined together on a bed of lust. And she grabs those things and says, just see! Look what I found here! That rascal, that lumpet and cumpet, that ravisher of young women, that Sri Krishna was here and this is your pearl necklace twined together with it. You're so innocent young girls by the bank of the Jamuna. And Radharani said, those things don't belong to me. You can make all the noise you want. I'm going to go tell Mother Jatila right now. Says, you go wherever your fickle mind wants to tell you, because it simply doesn't bother me. These things don't belong to me, so you can do whatever you want. And Radharani's eyebrows are getting big, and all the gopis' eyebrows are going up and down. And Kutila sees she's surrounded by all these bold gopis, and she's all alone by herself. And she runs, says, you'll see, you'll see. And she runs down the path, and she meets her so-called brother, Abhimanyu. And Abhimanyu says, well, says my stupid brother, here is your wife's pearl necklace and Nandanandan's flower garland, and I found them twined together on a bed of lust. Don't believe me, you stupid fellow. Oh, Kutila, this is terrible. Give me that evidence. I will take it to King Kamsa and show him this thing. So now who's got the evidence?
said, better yet, after you got the evidence, he said, better yet, I will go to Govardhan Mala and tell him that this is Chandravali's necklace and that he should go. We'll both go together to complain to King Kamsa. He'll come here and arrest this rascal. So you go on home. I will come after a while after I go to Mathura with Govardhan Mala. So then Krishna, he plays along the bank of the Jamuna, watching all the trees bowing down with honey flowing and all the birds chirping and peacocks calling, meow, and quails singing, and all the doves singing, just like we were hearing Prabhupada's lecture yesterday, and all the doves were going, Hare Sham, Hare Sham. You heard in the lecture yesterday? Hare Sham, Hare Sham. There was one season they go, So after what he felt was enough time to have gone to Mathura and back, he comes, dressed as Abhimanyu, he comes back to Javat. And he says, oh, mother Jatila, oh, sister Kutila, I've been there to King Kamsa. He's coming here with 100 infantry men and 10 cavalry men. They're going to arrest this rascal Nandanandan and his father and throw them into a deep, dark, dingy dungeon. But on the way, I've heard the most terrible news. That rascal, that wretch, Nandanandan, he is dressed up just like me and coming here right now. Oh, no! Says, you get some gober balls. You know gober? Cow dung with lots of sticks and stones inside, and you go up on the roof and wait. And I will take my wife, because you know if she even gets one cent of that rascal, she won't be able to control herself. So I will go downstairs. You go way up on the roof on the second floor. I'm going to go downstairs and lock her with me inside the room just to protect her from that rascal. And as soon as you see him, you just throw those gober balls at him and sticks and stones and curse and swear at him. Drive him away. So they all go up to the roof. And this Abhimanyu is actually Krishna. He locks that. Now, they're way up two stories high. They're down below where nobody's going to bother them. Meanwhile, poor Abhimanyu comes walking home. And Jatila says, you rascal! You dare to come here! And she throws a gober ball. Pew! Just... But Mom, it's me, your son, Abhimanyu. What's the matter? We know who you really are. And Kutila throws one, pow, right in the head, go over all over the place. But it's me, your brother, Abhimanyu. We know who you really are, you rascal. And another go, boom. He said, wait a minute, it's me too. Oh, my mother and sister have gone mad. I better go find an exorcist. He runs off to find an exorcist. So in this way, Vrindadevi keeps, this is just a demonstration, she keeps these little go-downs all over Braj just to manifest the whatever paraphernalia is needed. It's like Gauri Tirth. Then she brought out a nice red sari and some yellow paint, painted Krishna all yellow, and put a red sari on his Gauri. Whatever is needed. So backside we were hearing, this is Guptakun. Gupt, you know, secret. And this is the first yoga peet of Braj, as Maharaj was saying. This is the Pratakalin yoga peet. Every Baba and serious Baba in Braj is meditating on this place every morning. It's just after the morning pastimes of Radha and Krishna. You know the morning pastimes. Radharani cooks for Krishna. One day she cooked Manohar Ladus. You know Manohar Ladus? Manohar, enchanting Ladus. Heart-enchanting Ladus. So Radharani stayed behind to see whether Nandanandan will like them or not. So she's peeking from the corner of the window because there's a room where Mother Rohini and Mother Yasoda, assisted by Dhanista, who's very expert to get Nandanandan's chewed remnants and tie them in the corner of her sari to take back to Radharani and Javat. So they're serving out. And Nandanandan, he sees on his plate all these beautiful Manohar Ladus, and from the corner of his eyes, he sees Radharani's peeking. So he picked up one of those Ladus, And he popped it in his mouth. I don't know how they're going to translate this. Oh, he made such a horrible face, just like eating neemlies. Radharani became so frightened. So then he slipped all those letters on Sridham's plate. Sridham saw Krishna's letters came on his plate. Bing, 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 bing. Well, then Radharani, oh, this rascal's just teasing. So after these morning pastimes, then this road goes to Broker, Nanda Maharaj's Goshala. So Krishna comes down this road. Radharani says, I heard there's a beautiful garden on the western side of Nandeshwar Parvat. Let's go there. She comes by a different way. And the Gupts, they have secret meeting here. As she's walking, suddenly she catches sight of Shyam Sundar and she becomes stunned. She puts her hand to steady herself on Lalita's shoulder. Says, hey Lalita, what am I seeing? It appears to be a black cloud with a constant flow of lightning. And this cloud not only has a rainbow above, it has a rainbow below as well. And beautiful white birds are flying across the face of this cloud. Hey Lalita, what am I seeing? And Lalita says, hey Radhe, that is not a cloud. That is your beloved Shyam Sundar. That constant flow of lightning is his beautiful Pitambar Dhoti. That rainbow above is his beautiful peacock feather. The rainbow below is his Vaijanti Mala. And that white bird you see flying across the cloud is a pearl necklace dancing on his chest. And then they come here and they sit and a beautiful lotus flower appears. On that whirl of that lotus flower there's a beautiful golden throne. Radha and Krishna sit on that beautiful golden throne. And on the eight petals of that lotus flower the Astasakhi sit. Then another eight petals come in the Astamanjari sit. Then another 16 petals. Then 32 petals. Then 64. Then 128. Then what comes after that? 256. Then 512. And after a while, there's megabytes and megabytes of gopis and sakis and manjaris. All divinely relishing the wonderful pastimes of Radha and Krishna in this place. So this is the Pratakalin Yogapit. There's another reason it's so important place. So, Baba, he came here, he found it was completely neglected. They were just going to fill it up and plow it up and turn it into another wheat field. But somehow he protected it. He tried to develop, made a little tiny temple under the tree. Then he came to me one day because he had cancer. He said, I'm going back to Godhead. I need someone to take care of this place. And I'd never been here because you can see this two-story building from the road. I used to point, oh, there's Vrindadevi's place over there. They said, come on, Baba, let's go. So we came here. It was so peaceful and quiet. It was summertime. So that time sun was going down way over on this side. Just the orange ball going down on the western horizon. And all the birds were making their songs. It was very peaceful and quiet. And I thought, this is a wonderful place. I could bring all the devotees here. We can sit down. Nobody's going to go around and bother us. I'm Prabhupada Brijbasi. Give me money, huh? Nobody will come. Nobody's come to bother you, huh? We can sit here and talk and talk. So I said, oh, Baba, we'll take this place and we'll try to develop it. And this will be a wonderful place to bring the devotees. So somehow or other, on the first day of the year, just after that, what was it, Vaisakh Pratipad? No. Or the one before that, Chaitra Pratipad. While I was chanting the morning melody of Hare Krishna, Govindadasi was holding this beautiful painting of Vrindadevi in front of his eyes. Baba just opened his eyes wide while I was singing the morning melody. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And Baba opened his eyes wide and said, Hare Krishna, and left to go join Vrindadevi and Viradevi in the eternal pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So this is Baba Samadhi over there by Guptakund. Last year we opened the temple. One devotee did the cleaning of Pavan Sarovar. Vrindadevi was so happy. We had so much rain. Hadn't rained that much in 100 years. So Baba Samadhi sort of sank like that. So you see, we had to rebuild it like that. This year, for some reason, she's unhappy. There was no rain at all. So hardly at all. But anyway, Baba donated this place. I began to think, is it just like in Mayapur, that Jagannath temple came to Prabhupada's feet because Prabhupada made Lord Jagannath famous all over the world. And our Prabhupada, he made Vrindadevi and Tulsi Devi and Vrindavan famous all over the world. So this place of Vrindadevi came also to Prabhupada's feet for us to render service here at this wonderful place. So this is your temple. You come here, have all the katha you want. Nobody's here to bother you. Ramapada Swami brought 250 devotees, and I said, they're going to eat puris every day. They're just going to get sick. So I asked my pujari, I said, can you make 1,000 rotis? He looked at his wife. She's very powerful. She has 8 children, 7 boys and 1 daughter, Vrindadevi. Very powerful Brisbasi lady. If you want to get blessing, you go. If she's here, you find her and get her foot dust, all you ladies. Huh? He said, why not? So we brought Ramapada Swami. I don't think we could do 4,000. We need 8,000 here. I don't think we could have done that. But he brought 250 devotees here. I was just lying in bed, but somehow or other my pujari is so efficient. Everybody, that was the best prasadam they had in their whole yatra, was they came here. Nice, thick, sweet rice. Brisbasi, it's not like, you know, sometimes we go to life member's house in Bombay and it's just like some milk with some rice floating around in it. This thick. When Brisbasis make sweet rice, you don't even need a cup, you know, it just sits on the puddle like that, you know. The nice sweet rice and sabjis, and he did everything. He's so efficient. His name is Bhagwat Prasad. He's so efficient. Wonderful devotee. He was a disciple of Baba. He's a Gaudiya Vaishnav. He's a very, very fine Nandagram Brahmin who's actually Gaudiya Vaishnav. So in this way, this is your place. You come here, enjoy. Because this is real enjoyment. It's like Prabhupada was walking on the beach in L.A. one time. Some boy said, I heard Prabhupada, he was a young boy. He said, I heard Prabhupada, wherever a pure devotee comes, all material enjoyment goes away. Prabhupada stalked, dug his cane into the sand, said, where did I say don't enjoy? They said, you were there in the kirtan this morning, chanting Hare Krishna? That was not enjoyment? Oh yes, Prabhupada, that was very enjoying. Yes, this is enjoyment like human being. You did not hear the Srimad Bhagavatam class discussing Krishna's philosophy? Oh yes, Prabhupada, yes. That was not enjoyment? Oh yes, Prabhupada, that was very enjoyable. So yes, this is enjoyment like human being. And this drinking, dancing all night in disco club, this is enjoyment? Oh no, Prabhupada. So no, that is enjoyment like cat and dog. So we don't say don't enjoy. He said you enjoy like human being. You come here, chant Hare Krishna, hear Hari Katha from the lotus mouth of your wonderful spiritual master. This is your place. You come here and spiritually enjoy. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. I'm 5 minutes over. All right. So we'll proceed to a beautiful place. It used to be known as Nanda Sarovar, now it's known as Pavan Sarovar.